It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. Hey everybody, welcome to Flow Dreaming. Guess what? Today's career day. Job day. Not really. I think there actually is a career day, a job day, right? Take your kids to work day. Oh, I'm sure they're scattered all throughout the year. There's a day for everything, practically. Speak like a pirate day, speaking of. That's not today either. But what I mean by today being career day is that in the last 24 hours, I think I've spoken with about 4 or 5 people, all running up against the same pattern. Or a similar, a sister, brother pattern to what I look at as a kind of bad relationship with their career. So I felt compelled to scrap what I had intended to talk about today and instead go off the fly, basically to synthesize a lot of the emails that I've actually sent just this morning, thinking, you know, rather than sending 5 or 6 emails, I should just do a podcast about it. I'm saying the same thing. And so today we're going to be looking at your career, your job, what it means to you, why you're there, what you expect from it. When you're looking for a new job, the energy that you're bringing. So if you heard my podcast last week, you know that I was talking a lot about trust and having to reintegrate trust into your life or perhaps learn it for the first time. I got a lot of good responses from that podcast, that episode, by the way. I think it struck a chord. Never realized so many of us had that issue going on, but we do. Either we were raised with it or we developed it later on through a series of traumatic, you know, events or the way we took them to be traumatic. So this one, today's episode, I know a lot of you, I just know a lot of you are going to relate to. Because it has to do with a way that we perceive our value in the world and the way that we expect work or jobs to receive our value. So that is what the upcoming hour is going to be like. As always, I welcome you guys to call in and ask me questions. Ask me about your work. I will use my flow to get an understanding of you, where you've been, where you're going, what you're facing. To look at some of the choices that are ahead of you or that you're in right now that perhaps you can't see, and then to intuitively guide you using everything at my disposal, which is the universe, right? So that's what flow dreaming is. I should do another episode soon on basics of flow dreaming. In fact, I will plan that in the next month or two. But for those of you who are still wondering, what is flow dreaming? And what is she talking about? Is she talking about career every show? No, I don't. I bounce around from topic to topic, addressing whatever is currently intriguing me. This podcast has been ongoing without stopping for 10 solid years, probably one of the oldest podcasts out there at this point. And we talk about the power of your mind about flow, energy, emotional energy, reconditioning yourself, pre-action. Oh, there's so much you can dive into and learn. I teach you how to use the energy of consciousness and of universe, the energy of the world around you, the energetic substructure, to start creating stuff on your behalf. You already know how to create using the physical stuff around you. And you've done a good job of it. If you have a house, a home, a car, a family, if you have anything, you have done at least some decent job figuring out how to use the material world around you. What most of us have never been opened up to is how to use the immaterial world, the non-physical world, for our benefit, not just in some future life or heaven or, you know, when we get out there, but how to use that world right now in perfect dualistic synchronicity with this world. For me, that is what true conscious evolution means. Being able to use the non-physical and the physical together. That's what I call creation or manifesting, or the particular modality I use to do it through flow dreaming, which is super emotion based. Anyway, that's a little just briefing on what we talk about in this show, giving you context. As we talk about careers today and jobs, the focus is on who you are, who you show up as in your career, right? Because we don't look at your career and say, oh, your career tells you how well you've done, right? The old, you know, Western way of looking, the doctor, lawyer, you know, politician, big, best, fabulous careers mean that you're a big, best, fabulous person, which we all know to be terribly untrue. But nonetheless, these careers that sort of are supposed to tell us how well we're doing in life, right? We're using the physical thing to judge ourselves in all other ways. Flow dreaming, we don't do that. In flow dreaming, your career and your job is simply the outpouring, the response to who you already are inside. You are your value. Your career then reflects that value. And it has nothing to do with climbing any sort of career or social ladder. You could be the best babysitter in the entire universe because you are that best person inside. And whether it's babysitter or, you know, nuclear engineer, it doesn't matter. It's a reflection of who you are inside and the value that you give to the world. So, you know, the last few weeks I was mentioning, like I said, you know, we did the episode on trust. The reason I brought that up, to go back to it, is that it required me, as I pushed through my next level of trust and really went into it, leaned into that, right? I'm going to start using that word. Thanks, Rach, for giving me that. Rachel, one of you. Rachel. leaning in is another way of describing engaging, going into those energy areas that are just messed up, that we think to ourselves, ugh, it's not working here. Why isn't it working? Do I want to avoid this? Or do I want to start leaning in and figuring it out? Because if I start avoiding one thing and then another and another, I find myself, you know, zipping through a maze. Something is always, oh, got to go around that. Oh, got to go around that. Do you remember those old marble games? They're made out of wood, very old fashioned, and they have the little knobs you turn on either side. And you have to roll this marble through this wooden maze because there's all these areas where it could drop through the hole if you don't get it just right. So, you know, it's a question of balance. When you start to get a lot of things in your life that, where you just don't go there, you shut them down, you cut them off for yourself, you end up putting yourself on this terribly conflicted path that is difficult as heck to balance. In flow dreaming, we clear all those holes away. Every time we encounter one, we go, oh, time to patch you, time to plug that hole. Time to clear this and smooth this so that I can go anywhere, anytime, and feel absolutely 100% comfortable in this atmosphere, right? That is my goal. For me, that is living life to its absolute and utter fullest. Has nothing to do with success. Notice that? The only kind of success is my inner freedom. My inner freedom. That is then reflected in all the relationships and the careers and everything else I do. So as I was trying to figure out my trust issue, my latest version of it, I had to hire people. And that sent me into thinking a lot about career and staff and what it means to be a boss and what it means to be an employee. And I've certainly been both for long periods of my life. So I know very, very well. I know the corporate world. I know, gosh, I started, my first job was as a house cleaner. Actually, I was 15 and I cleaned timeshares. So I've been all over the place, all over the board. So, oops, there's my computer making beeping noises. Didn't turn it down. There we go. Now it's turned down. So let's look at this. What's going on in your career right now? What's going on in your life, your job? Just look at it. Take a second. How are you feeling about it? Are you in despair? Do you feel stuck? Do you feel like you can't change it? Do you feel like nobody else would want you? Do you feel like you can't leave because nobody would pay you what you're getting paid now? Right? Think of these things. All of us right now are popping up a whole list in our head of the reason I have to stay in this job is XYZ. And some of you are feeling like, because I want to stay in this job, this is the best freaking job I've ever had in my life. But there are others of you who are saying, but I would leave in a heartbeat if only I could. Okay, so that is who I'm speaking to. You, the ones who want to leave in a heartbeat if only you could. The question is, how? Why aren't you? Why can't you? This episode is also for those of you who are looking for a job and you're dreading getting a job. You're looking and your expectations are just so squeezed and scared. You almost don't want a job. You are forcing yourself into the process. Because you guys have a similar pattern as those people who are hanging on to that job that they hate. Here's the pattern, or one of the patterns. There are many, but we're going to focus on just one or two. You guys have heard me talk about the lack cycle in the past, right? The lack cycle. I did a nice series about it actually last year, three or four in a row. We're going to look at that right now in your career. The lack cycle is what you can trap yourself into, fall into. Your upbringing can coach you into it. Think of your, you know, those of you who know what coaching is, think of your upbringing as just one long coaching class, right? One serious coaching class, because you're a kid and you can't believe otherwise. You don't know that there is anything else to believe. Isn't that funny? Then you sign up later in life to actually get coaching or get therapy and you're paying someone now to try to make you think differently. And you're saying, but it's so hard. Yet when you were a kid, you absorbed it all and you absorbed it for free. Funny, isn't it? Well, you have somehow arrived at this thought that it's okay to be in a situation which I'm just going to label abusive. And that can be a strong word. I don't mean that you have a boss that yells at you every day. That's one kind of abuse. There's another kind too, which says, I don't like what I'm doing. I'm underpaid. I'm not really connected enough with my boss or my coworkers to be able to share and express this. Nobody really cares if I come in and I feel down and I feel underpaid and I don't like what I'm doing and I want to be doing anything but this. No one really cares. Yet I have to do this. I'm the one who sends myself through this. I am the one being abusive to myself. Why? Because I can't do any better. Because that list you just made in your head, those are the reasons you're giving yourself right now to stay where you are. Those are also the reasons, if you're looking for a job, that you're giving yourself for why you can't find one. Nothing will fit what you want. And what you want is not going to be given to you. Right? You go back and forth between those two extremes in your thinking. This is pure lack cycle belief. And it's not true. It's true for you. You've made it true. You want it to be true. Ooh, that stung. You want it to be true? What? Now you're getting mad. No, I don't want it to be true, Summer. Where'd you get off saying that? Well, if you don't want it to be true, why are you inflicting it on yourself? Well, because it is the truth. Ah, now we're getting to it. It is the truth for you? That is what you're creating. You create around you your truth. And you're doing it. And then you fight and say, but I can't believe any differently because then it would be untrue and I'd be just faking myself out. All right, which is just another way of saying you want to stick with your truth. It's fine. Go ahead. You look at that job right now. That is reflecting your truth perfectly, absolutely, gorgeously, brilliantly. As soon as you recognize it, you can stop hating your job. And you can start recognizing it as doing you a tremendous favor. It's actually your friend and ally because it is showing to you, hey, this is what you believe. And we're showing it to you. And all those pinchy, constraining points, that's what you believe. And our job is to reflect these beliefs to you. Your life is a reflection of you. You are the manifester. Your life is showing up as a mirror to what's going on inside you. Now, if you follow this line of thinking, what it's going to do is lead you to a very powerful place. The powerful place is when you recognize, I've chosen this job because it's reflecting my inner belief system. As long as I stay in this job, I'm choosing to keep this inner belief system. If I leave this job and then I dread finding another job, or I just know I'm going to find another job as bad as my last job, then I'm just getting a more clear and continuous look at this belief system, which follows me between every job I've ever had. Because yeah, I have quit sucky jobs before, but then I just get another sucky job. I may be able to take myself out of those circumstances either by being fired or quitting, but I haven't been able to take myself out of my own belief system yet. And when you do, that's when you step into your true power. It's one of those things where you have to just, gosh, it's like falling off a cliff with a parachute. You just hope and pray that parachute is going to work and everything that everyone has told you is right. I've seen people do this a lot as they've progressed through flow dreaming and especially through Me School. And their parachute will open as long as they persist in creating their new belief. What happens though is sometimes people will make a jump and go, oh, I'm just going to do this and it's going to work out and it's going to be great. And that's where they stop. They go, I'm just going to say it's going to be great. And then they stop. And then they hunker back into the first sucky job that comes along because they start to get a little scared. Then they say, oh, it didn't work out. That thinking doesn't work out. That manifesting, it doesn't work out. I really thought it. I really hoped it. I really felt it. And I said, did you carry through on that? Did you actually try for jobs that were bigger than you? Did you actually get real and honest with yourself and maybe even with your interviewer and say, yeah, you're right. I've never done this kind of job before. But I feel the inner strength and ability to do it. And if you gave me that shot at doing it, I will prove to you that I will be the best hiring decision you've ever made. Who's ever said that? Who's ever said that? And why don't you say that? One of the reasons is because you don't really feel that. Because you have to make it to the next feeling step. You have to dismantle that inner belief system. The one that says you aren't good enough, that you are stuck, that they're not going to pay you more, that you can't do more than this, that every job is sucky and boring. And you just have to pay your dues and do it and live for the weekends. Right? How many people do you know who live for the weekends? Who Monday morning go, oh God, here it goes again. And those 5 days of their life, over and over and over, are just wasted. Wasted in just earning enough to pay the bills. This changes when you change. Changes when your feelings and thoughts about yourself change. I mentioned that I was going to talk about people who interview. I can see this when I went through interviews with people for, you know, one of my latest positions. So fascinating. Here I am asking questions on the surface, but you know what I'm really reading? What does this person think about themselves? How do they feel about themselves? Are they scared? Are they insecure? Is this the best they think they can do? Are they really angry and bitter at their last job? That's showing me that they're going to get angry and bitter at me at some point because they will align to a situation that will create that for them. It's not even going to be my fault. I'll just be playing in. It will be my fault because I agreed to play in it with them. Those are the kind of things I were looking for. I'm looking to see what that person is coming across as to me. not what they say. Anybody can be coached to say anything. Oh, here are my strong points. Here's what I'm bad at. Blah, 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 blah. In some sense, I am looking for what they say because I was looking to see how truthful are they? How honest will they be? Do I want someone who's going to go into honesty with me, or do I want somebody who's learned to play the game that I'll never know where they stand, who's just doing what they can to get by in their job for me? Right? These are criteria that are not something you can put on the job app, you know, the job description. But I've learned to look for values. Values over skills, values over experience, values over everything. Because I want people who are going to align to my values. Because my values end up flooding my company. And they flood the kind of school I create. And that floods the kind of students that I create and attract. The whole thing feeds off each other. So it's got to be right in every corner. The minute, it's like oranges in a basket, right? You guys have all experienced this. One orange goes all green and powdery and gross. You have to pull that sucker out of the basket immediately because it is going to contaminate every orange around it. Right? And they all start to get those mushy spots around them. You're like, well, wait, how did that happen? This was a perfectly good orange. Not anymore. There was some bad energy there. And it spread. So when you go and you're interviewing, if you're feeling that sense of, oh God, I need this job so bad because I'm so desperate. I don't want this job. I hate it. It's in the same industry that I wanted to get out of, but it's the only one I can have. Do you know what that other person is feeling? They are reading your flow. They don't know that they are, but they are. And your flow is saying, please pick me. I'm desperate, even though I know I'm going to hate this. Do you wonder why you don't get the job? Now, what happens if you do get the job? And it turns into the same job as the last job that you've had. Spoken with a couple people recently who've had this experience. You are what you create. In other words, your job is showing you who you are. Every time you're in a job, it is giving you an opportunity to transcend it. Did you hear that? Every time you're in a job, it is giving you the opportunity to transcend it. Whatever issue you're facing, you will face again and again until you decide to internally transcend it. Then you'll no longer have those jobs that challenge you. And people back in the day, old school, say, oh, that's the lesson you have to learn. I hate that. It sounds so brutal and like, blah. I prefer to look at it as plugging a hole. It's not an unpleasant lesson. It's just one more thing that I want to smooth and take care of in my life. I don't want to have those areas I have to avoid and tiptoe around and worry about and fret about and think I'll be fired for. I don't want to deal with those things. I want to find my fit. I actually just wrote a blog post, and I'll be sending out my newsletter on the same topic with more ideas about this, more ways that you can see it and understand it, and some suggestions on what you can do with it. So I'll just summarize real quick because we have to go to a break. But there are ways that you can work with the current job you have right now, a job that is blessing you by showing you what the thing is for you to get over. You don't need to get another job if you can get over it, get through this in the current job you have, right? That is how you get a better job next time, because it's not going to carry the same issue in it next time. You got to get through it here. You got to figure it out. There are a couple tools I'll recommend to help you figure it out. They're at my manifesting store, flowdreaming.com. For those of you guys who haven't visited it before, flow dreams are active emotional techniques that we use to get these patterns out of us, to one, see them and then get them out of us, because we recognize that to truly be a phenomenal manifester, you have to not be creating cross currents in your life, meaning flow dreaming, attracting, creating on one hand, and yet allowing these old, bubbling, crummy ways of thinking to exist on the other. That creates a stalemate situation. So if you go to flowdreaming.com and you go to my manifesting store, you're going to see a series of playlists and flow dreams, which are these techniques that you do that recondition your emotional self. They find and break up patterns inside you. They replace them with different ways of thinking and feeling that at first you might reject. You might object to them. Everything inside you might say, no, that's wrong. That's not true. And if it does, you're really clearly seeing a pattern. Again, you should be celebrating. So a couple of the playlists I want to recommend for you are Get Unstuck, right? Getting Unstuck, that's definitely one. Another one is the Lucrative Fulfilling Career playlist. This is going to help you actually figure out what you should be doing and how to get there. And the last one is Reclaim My Power and Speak My Truth, right? Because a lot of us have developed really repressive ways of thinking and feeling, which is why we have allowed these careers, I say careers in quotes, even if it means just one crummy job after another, you know, for the last 20 years, still a career. You've just had a career of sucky jobs, that's all. But Reclaim My Power helps you take back that sense of, I don't need this or deserve this anymore. I am ready to be over this. I'm ready for something new. And I want my life and my flow to offer this to me because I'm ready to experiment with that now. So I highly suggest those three. Go look them up. We're going to go to a quick break, and then I'll be taking your calls. And of course, we're going to do a flow dream around you elevating your career, making it better. Even if you love your job, you can always make it better. All right, so stay with me. We'll be right back. Hey, it's summer, and I have a few things that I wanted to share with you, like the happenings and the goings-on at flowdreaming.com. So right now, my gorgeous, hugely amazing Me School of Flow is enrolling. That means I'm accepting students who will work with me for the year ahead. So you'll learn to do what I do. You'll create amazing stuff using flow energy, as well as opening and expanding your own empathic intuition. I will teach you how. If you're ready to go big, this is where you need to be. Me School is also online, by the way, so you can live anywhere. Here's what you do. Just click or swipe on over to flowdreaming.com right now, and there will be a link to set up a time to talk to me about Me School. And this is free, by the way. We'll get on the phone for at least 20 minutes, and we'll talk about whether Me School is a good fit in your life. Now, there's a chance that you're listening to this as an older podcast, in which case, enrollment may be closed, since I only open enrollment about once a year. And if that's the case, you'll have an option to get on the wait list for the next enrollment period, and we'll go from there. So, all right then, I look forward to hearing from you, and even more, to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to our program. So, I know I'm still playing that little break ad there for Me School. Me School right now is closed. It's sold out for 2015. So, it should be reopening again in 2016. You can still go to the website though and read about it, discover it. Right now, I'm taking two classes through this process of reconstructing their careers, reconstructing their relationships, reconstructing their own relationship to themselves so that they can become extremely powerful creators. It is astonishing the kind of changes people have been experiencing. Everything from tremendous windfalls of cash, new jobs, some people have, in fact, you know, separated from their spouses, which they have wanted to do for many years. I don't see it as a bad thing if it's part of your change. In other words, people are making and taking steps that have been long overdue and regaining their power, taking it back. And for once, you know, finally defining their life as what they want it to be and recognizing the upswell of emotional, energetic, and universal energy that comes to your side when you're operating at that level, as opposed to the quieter, puttering, don't look at me, I'm just going to get by level that we can sometimes sink into. Okay, let's do some calls as we explore this. Hey, Amber, you're calling from Toronto. How are you today?
I'm good, Swimmer. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm finishing university and I'm going into the career mode. And so I would, I would just love for you to look at my flow and kind of give me some, I guess, let me know what you see.
Okay. What career are you looking at? Are you looking for work right now? Do you have a desire in you?
Well, I'm working part-time right now. My major's in finance. I'm working in the field. I don't necessarily feel so attached to the field, but I've committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like optimistic that I can find and fit somewhere. So just like in a bit of a transition phase though. So
okay.
That's certain.
So I'm looking at you and I'm looking at your flow and I'm looking largely at the feelings that you're moving into your career with, right? Mm-hmm. Because these are going to define all of the opportunities that show up for you.
Right.
So these feelings that you move in with, you describe some of them, optimism, hope, mm-hmm. a feeling that you know some aspects of it aren't really a fit, you're not so interested in them, but right. other parts you do like. You do have a fascination with this, I think of money as the energy of exchange,
yeah.
right? It's just mm-hmm. moving energy from one place to another so people can get things or let yeah. go of things, right? If, you know, buying and selling a house, that's letting
yeah, exactly.
go of something and gaining
yeah.
something. If you're a part of the finances of that process, you're just shifting the energy around that allows that process to happen.
Yeah. Yep.
So this perspective can turn a career that seems like boring, dry numbers
right.
into something that helps you kind of explain and know how people are living and what they want and how to help them reach what they want through your ability to move their money energy around for them. Right?
Yep.
You ever looked at it like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Good, good, yeah. good, good. Okay. So this means that you have the chance now to try out different areas. I almost see you like, you know how doctors, when they're in med school, they have to pick like three or four things that they do. Like they'll do maternity and then they'll do ER and then they'll do, because they have to, you know, sort of have these apprenticeships in different areas to see which they fit with.
Yeah.
I almost feel like that's what you're thinking about doing. Kind of like, should I go into, you know, stocks, bonds, and tradings, or should I work for a bank? Should I work for a mortgage company? Should I work as an accountant for a small firm? It's like you're looking at all of these and wondering which one will be the most fascinating and fun for me. I wouldn't be surprised if you do try out two or three.
Yeah.
Right?
I plan to. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You plan to. I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
I think ultimately you're going to settle on something that does really connect you with the consumer, meaning regular people in some way.
Yeah, that's I'm working fee-based financial planning, so.
Okay, good.
It's
so
the most working... I work with clients right now.
Excellent. So you're already doing that, working directly with that person to make their dream come true.
Yeah.
So you know what this
that
entire
sounds a lot more exciting.
It's total validation. It's just validation.
Yeah.
You're on the right track. This is exactly what I saw before you said it. So you're there.
Perfect. Oh,
keep going.
I just want you to know that I spoke with you actually 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to call you today, because I still listen to like to the podcast, and I'm graduating, and I spoke with you before I started school.
Well, I must have given good advice if you called back 4 years later.
So I just wanted to let you know that I just really love your podcast and all that you do.
Thanks, Amber. Listen, if you just stay with that feeling of the reason I work with money is because I'm connecting people to their dreams, helping them with their money to do it, to get what they're looking for in life, you will be golden. You'll just do wonderfully because it's in your heart place. Not just in your head.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Take care. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I recognize the name of this next caller, Yogesh.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I can't believe it. I'm on phone. But I'm actually speaking.
How are you doing? I hear so much about you. You're in my B-school. We talk about you a lot.
I know. It's been great. I was actually telling my partner today, March has really gone fast. And actually, when I look back, if I look at the month of March as with gratitude that everything's moving, all the legal work for my green cards actually all come together. Mm-hmm. Applying for my green card in this week. So then I'm now ready to apply for my job because, you know, I've had a short break in employment and I had a traumatic sort of, you know, the last job I left was a little bit, left me with some wounds.
Did you listen to the podcast, the episode Career Trauma, Career ER?
Yeah, I've listened to that one, yeah.
Okay, good. The reason I mention that is, you know, when you leave a career or a job with some trauma, it's just like leaving a relationship. If you don't heal that trauma, it's going to stay with you into your next job, right? Because it's now become part of you and part of your expectation.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, that keeps on coming up. And I know that's my block.
What happened in your last job? You don't have to tell me details. What's the feeling that you're left with about yourself?
I was traveling quite a lot. I was spending 6 weeks in India, 2 weeks here. So I was doing a lot of work in India. And, you know, a new VP came in. And I don't know if he didn't like me or what. But when I came back to the U.S., things didn't just work out that well. And then I fell sick. Got diagnosed with ADHD. And that really caught me on. And small things got, you know, into big things. So I wasn't well. Yeah. And then they did a restructure. So basically when they did a restructuring thing, oh, we don't need you. I know what, you know, inside I knew what it was.
Okay. So the feelings that you ended up with, you got hit with a couple. One, when you had your diagnosis of the ADHD, you probably went through a feeling of, is there something wrong with me? Is this what they didn't like? Is there something fundamental? And then there was another feeling of, I've been rejected. Someone has said that I'm not good enough. Right?
Yeah.
Those, right. You could say that those two things dovetail. Now, as an aside, my son has ADHD and he's
I know, I heard one
yes.
of the
podcasts. Yeah,
actually,
so believe
I've been
me.
Using flow dreaming for it really works great.
I know all about it. And it can be one of your most powerful assets, actually,
yeah.
because you know this. You can have an intense and beautiful focus, unlike other people. It's something they don't talk about much, that you can actually go the opposite way and focus just tremendously.
Right,
so
that's how I went through university. I don't even remember picking up a book. It just came to me.
Yeah. Because your mind is just a little different that way. And you should use that. I mean, use the beautiful upside that it gives you. But right now, though, I want to talk about the kind of emotional legacy of your last job and the fact that right now you've done a lot of work. You're in me school. So you've done a lot of work to look inside yourself and to start looking and breaking these patterns, which is why you have this awareness that I can do wonderful things. My green card is in. I'm about to re-step out into the job world again, and I'm going to do it right. I am not going to duplicate what just happened to me. I refuse that. So as you move into this next job search, the feelings that are inside you that you're flow dreaming around are ones of, I'm incredibly valued. I'm in a perfect fit. I do not need to have the experience again of someone telling me I'm not good enough. I don't need to have that externally validated for me. I don't need it. I had it. I felt what that was like. And it's true. It did provoke fear and insecurity in me. But since then, I've looked at that fear and insecurity, and I've decided that's not really me. I'm incredibly valuable. I'm very good at what I do. I'm a tremendous asset. And there will be a company that I look at who says to me, we can see that in you, and we want you. And not only do we want you, we want to grow you. We want to cultivate you. We look at you as someone that we can shape and make into a star for us because it's in our best interest to do it. Now, how does that feeling?
Exactly how I've been thinking about it perfect.
Yeah. Yeah,
you've touched it for me.
Yeah, so close your eyes with me a minute, if you weren't already.
No, I was.
And we're going to feel this. You are finding a company to work with who sees you and values you. And when you tell them about your experience sometime down the road with your last company, they are in shock. And you can feel like they just don't understand. How could that have happened? And they're saying things to you like, wow, that company sure sounds screwed up. My goodness, it's too bad when one person can come in and have all that power and mess things up. We don't do that here. That's not the sign of a good, healthy, thriving company. We're so glad we have you. We adore you. We're growing you. We really need you. We need you as part of our team. We need you as part of our management. We see in you, and you say thank you, because I know that was in me too, and I was really looking for that feeling of validation. I haven't had that, and I want that. That's the next thing I'm creating in my life, the feeling of validation that someone recognizes what I already know to be true about myself. Because if I have that, there'll be no stopping me. Right? You set that feeling free now. Let it go in your flow. Now practice that feeling every day. And this is also going to help you now when you go into interviews. You'll know, does it align with that feeling or did it not align with that feeling? Right? It'll become almost like a helpful flag. It'll pop up because you've cultivated it enough around you that if something kind of vibes with it, it'll vibe back. And the last thing I got to say is give yourself a little time. Okay? This isn't a 2-week process. I know there may be a feeling of increasing desperation when we're looking for jobs, but give yourself a little while. Give your flow lots of inspired action too, if you want to speed it up.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is if you could go into my flow and, you know, should I just start applying, looking for jobs now, or should I just wait? Or
why wait? What's the point of waiting? Waiting for the green card?
No, I'm coming to. I can start now. The green card's going to come. You know, the whole process takes time.
Yeah, start now. Start now. You may even end up with a company who can accelerate getting your green card. A lot of good companies can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Cool.
All right, my dear. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
With you. Bye, Jack.
Thank you guys. It was such a pleasure.
Bye now. And with that, we're going to go to a quick break. When we get back, we have some flow dreaming to do around aligning ourselves to a career that aligns with us. And you guys, you can all piggyback on my energy, right? I have sorted this out for myself. It took me many years to do so. I've been in the career workforce for 25 years now. I know what it takes to get to this place in your thinking, in your alignment, in your flow. So I'm happy to show that to you and share it with you in our flow dream. All right, so stay with me. We'll be back right after this. Oh, we're on break again. So while you're waiting, here are a few suggestions I think you'll get a lot out of. First, on my website at flowdreaming.com, you can pick up a free gift basket or gift bag, however you want to look at it, right now from me. I put together a 30-minute tutorial on how to flow dream, and then I gave you a flow dream to start practicing with. This saves me from having to reteach the basics on every show, and it gives you the first step to creating a freaking amazing new life. So find this free gift for me right now on my homepage. You just pop in your email and I will be able to send it to you pretty quickly, right away. Next, you know what underwrites this podcast? My manifesting shop at flowdreaming.com. I have the most amazing playlist there. I've worked hard on these for over a decade. I've tested them all. I know what works. They're on all kinds of topics. How to get a new job, how to go bigger, how to lose weight, remove all your blocks around money or opening yourself to the right kind of partner. So much to go through. And the
playlists. They are powerful and effective, crazy effective. In fact, my inbox is full every day with thank you notes from people who've used my flow dreams and become lottery winners. They've just gotten married or received huge bonuses. They've cured themselves of depression and health issues. Really is astounding. So go visit the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com and see what you want to begin changing in your life.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I was just joking with my lovely producer that you guys will get a long flow dream for once instead of all the little short ones I've had to just put at the very end because we're going to go into it right now. Okay, so briefly, flow dreaming, right? It's an active, emotional, energetic technique. What we do when we flow is we recognize that there is a kind of stream of energy, universal energy, that we are part of. It is the flow, the ease of life, where things are moving in the direction that is for their greatest good and their greatest expansion. We feel ourselves move into this place, locking into this alignment, if you will, by daydreaming, right? Because when we daydream, we're already letting go of reality. We lose track of time. We often lose track of where we are until we snap back and realize I've been someplace else. Daydreaming, I find, is the easiest way to get into flow. You can get in through other modalities, of course. Meditation can bring you there, for instance. But I like flow dreaming because I didn't have to learn it, right? I don't have to learn how to daydream. I already know how. Didn't have to practice much. And last, we're going to use some intense and beautiful emotion. So what we're going to do when we move into this place is we're going to start feeling emotionally about our work, the way that we want our work to now change for us. Instead of asking our work to change first, we are going to change inside. As we change, our work has to adjust to us. Right? Got that idea? Okay, here we go. Eyes closed and relaxing. Releasing. Letting go. There's no tension. No stress. You allow yourself to float. To feel good. You allow yourself to relax. Just escape for 5 minutes. To daydream. To go into a place of pure creation. Imagining. Let's pretend that there is a place beyond this physical place, where everything that we know is first called into being. The templates for trees are made here. The blueprints for oceans are made here. The solar system itself is made here. It's a swirling place of bright and beautiful energy, strands of light. And there are so many people and consciousnesses using these strands, bringing things together, making things happen. You realize everyone is making their future here. Every creature, every person, every planet, beings that we can't even name or know yet. All of these futures are being constructed. They're being constructed by the heaving wave of the past as it pushes forward into the future, helping arrange and create the very molecules of the future, just as the wave in the ocean pushes through the water, changing every molecule ahead of it until it finally reaches the shoreline and crashes on the shore of reality, our physical reality. And this is where you are. And this is the power you stand in. And you're thinking right now about your life. Thinking about your life, your physical life, your career life. You're thinking about the way that you spend 8 or 9 hours of your day every day. and the tremendous amount of your energy you put into this place. And all the hours you spend outside of your job, thinking about your job, worrying about your job, still holding the energy of your job, your thoughts about your job with you, and you're realizing this is consuming. Am I putting myself in something that is growing me? That is giving me more, that is accelerating me, that is taking me to the next step? Or have I been putting all of my effort into merely treading water and staying afloat and barely getting by in something that, frankly, I do not fit in, that doesn't fit me? They don't like me, I don't like them, I can't do my best work here, I can't express who I really am. Where am I? In what condition am I in? And if I were in a different kind of career, what would that feel like? And you shift your gaze now and you think, what if I were spending 8 hours of my day doing something that I'm really, really good at, that I really enjoy doing, where every time I finish up something or send an email or finish putting something together or put down the phone or finish a keystroke on the keyboard, I say to myself, ooh, that felt good. One more thing I accomplished, one more thing I did really well with, one more person who's now happy because of something I participated in. And there, that feeling is growing inside you now. It's a beautiful feeling. Yes, I'm feeling so rewarded for this. Every day I just take home this beautiful fuzzy feeling in my heart of, I did good, I did well. I wonder what I'll do tomorrow. I wonder what things I'll be involved with tomorrow. I wonder what amazing people I'll be working with, people who think like me, who feel like me. I wonder what person's life I'll change. I wonder what kind of new meaning I will take inside myself, drink inside myself. I wonder. Because you know it's going to happen. You know it's there for you. And then you think back to where you were before this job and you are thinking to yourself, I'm so glad I was able to push through and lean into that last bit of something that was holding me back. Thank God I had my last job. Thank God it offered it to me. Thank God I was able to see it. I really needed that job to show it to me. It did. It gave it to me. It gave me a pattern. It gave me a weakness. It gave me something that it wanted me to cure. It wanted me to cure that bad habit inside myself, that bad belief, that bad way of thinking. It gave it to me so I could address it, so I could purge it from me, so I wouldn't have to keep experiencing it again and again in my future. So now every day I wake up and I go, I love what I do, and what I do loves me. And of course I have enough income, of course I have enough money, of course I do. Why wouldn't I? It would make no sense at all for me to be in love with my work and have my work in love with me and yet to be struggling all the time. Those energies just don't go together. They don't make sense together. It's a high energy and a low energy trying to coexist. They just don't make sense. No, for me to love my work and my work to love me, it has got to be fulfilling a very fundamental and basic need. That's my need for survival, for food, for a place to live. It's fulfilling that. And then because it is such a beautiful place that I'm in, I have more than just survival. I have excess. Because I'm now at a point where I want to contribute to the world and I want to participate in it and give back. I want to be able to spend my money on getting that cool clearing or cleansing from that energy healer, because I know that person is in their bliss too. And I want to help and support them, and I want to have something for myself. I want to be able to spend my money on taking that trip someplace, because I know all the people who are involved in travel, there are plenty of them who love their work, and I want to help support them too. And I'm recognizing that all of these things that I used to look at as maybe little bonuses or extras or things I couldn't normally give myself, I can now give to myself. And I don't look at them as extras or bonuses. I look at them as the way other people are living their life. People living in their bliss. People living in their authenticity. Living in what they do best. And now I can participate in that with them. I can be part of them glorying and loving their job. And now I'm seeing that there's a whole level of people I want to be involved with. And these are the people who love their work. And they love themselves. They love everything. And with that feeling, I now return from my flow. My daydream just releases and lets go. And I realize I've just given very potent instructions to myself, my life, my universe, and my flow for who I truly am. And with that, we're closing up our podcast and our live radio show taping this week. I hope to see you guys all next week for more Flow Dreaming. Take care and lots of love.
Well, look at that. Show's over. But before you go, did you know that my mom has a podcast too? Her show airs live.